T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Feels like Friday. Fridays are always fun. They're more fun in the new studios. Things are happening, man. Training camp starts next week, football fans.
I'm excited.
Yeah, man.
College and NFL.
Yep. Yep.
It's that time of year where you can start getting that little tingle.
Well, that's why we're bringing O.J. McDuffie on. Although we bring him on sometimes just to talk about baseball or just to shoot the bleep. Do you have that? Were we able to import his podcast theme song, or are we still having technical difficulties? One of the issues we've had with the new studios is importing sound. Do we have that?
We do.
Let me hear this. Hold on. Let me talk to OJ. Well, OJ dropped off. Where'd OJ go? Let's get him back on the line. Hold on. We're going to get OJ back on the line here in a second, because he had said, you know, he's got that podcast.
The Fish Tank.
You've been on it.
Oh, it's awesome. I listen all the time.
It's just all Dolphin stories, former Dolphins players, and yep.
Security guards, different trainers. Like, they go all the way into the Dolphins.
To me, though, one of the greatest pleasures of having worked in sports radio for so long, when you get to hear former athletes just kind of chop it up about the day, like, to me, that's always been the greatest pleasure, because it's this uncensored, unfiltered, and it's kind of what the Fish Tank is. But, you know, I've heard it off the air from Randall Hill and Gino Toretta and whatnot, and all that stuff is just, like, it's fun.
It's 4 hours on Sunday that everybody worries about, but there are, 350 days a year other than those 16 Sundays that there are stories from.
A lot of strong personalities and a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of money.
All right, is OJ there? Before I do the whole intro, OJ, what I want to play this podcast theme song. This is from the Fish Tank. Before I play it, I haven't heard it yet because we're technologically we're getting up to speed. Is this the theme song for your podcast? I don't hear OJ at all.
Juice is usually louder.
There I am. Yeah.
Oh, there he is. All right. We're working out the kinks, man.
Yeah, y'all have me on mute. What's up, man? I wasn't going to trust that, man.
We ain't going to mute you, Juice.
We're working out the kinks.
Y'all drop me like that. Y'all can't drop me like that, man.
What is this? Is this the podcast theme song for the Fish Tank?
Yeah, man. Solo D did that for us.
Oh,
man.
I didn't know. Okay, wait. We haven't played it yet, and I haven't heard it. Go ahead. Fire that off, Solana.
You're now diving into the Fish Tank.
Dive up in that fish tank. Who that? Sitting down with Seth Living, OJ, Juice Man, ooh, and this is strictly for them true fans, Dolphins, number one. Of course, y'all, this ain't no ordinary sports talk. Dive up in that fish tank. Go get your aqua orange. Yeah, it's time to dive up in that fish tank. It's only legendary talking when you dive up in that fish tank.
I love it, man. I love Solo D, but, you know, I'm a Hurricanes fan.
I know.
I love that.
Yeah, man. He can go.
That is great. Yeah, Solo D did one of our events, man. We did a Hurricanes. Well, it was the Hurricanes LSU.
He's amazing, man. Yeah. He's amazing, man.
He's
so
got
much talent, man.
He's got a magnetic personality. Like, he's a fun guy.
He is, man. You know, I think it's the talent he shows every week, you know, too, with every Dolphin game, you know, coming up something different for the week coming up, man, and raps about what's going on, man. And he's solid, man. I actually met him in D.C. when the Dolphins were playing the Redskins, and there was a big Dolphins, like, kind of like a pep rally And Solo D ripped it, man. So we've been cool ever since.
Well, check out O.J. McDuffie's podcast called The Fish Tank. It's with Seth Levitt, and they do a really good job. And the Crowder episode, I'm sure, is the most listened to episode.
Oh, man, still getting a lot of love in the Crowder episode.
I'll see if I can make season two.
Hey, we're excited about season two, man. We got some goodies coming in season two. Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
All right, well, you hear O.J. McDuffie there. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. He is a beloved, as I've mentioned, former Dolphins receiver, and we got training camp opening next week. Crowder and I were talking about this yesterday, like the expectations. So the expectations for the Dolphins are very low. Vegas has the over-under win total at 4.5 for the season. So everybody kind of understands they're not going to be good, but are they going to be truly awful? I said, who were we talking to yesterday? OG, I think.
OG, yeah.
Are they going to be awful like Crowder's 1-15 team that was awful from the get-go? They weren't, you know.
That's funny. I see. That was a little weird laugh there, Juice.
He went to the playoffs next season.
I can't believe he throws that at you all the time like that. You keep popping him. What are you mad at me for, Crowder? You mad at him, man.
I have very few things I can hold over him. That's an argument ender right there, OJ. But are they going to be able to hang in games, do you think? Like, what's your initial thought on this Dolphins team?
I think they'll be able to hang in games if they do one thing. If they don't, you know, do the stupid things on the football field. I think every time you get on the football field, you have a chance. You know what I mean? I know that Coach Flores talks about the TNT, which means takes no talent. Those are the things that our teams in the last few years and the Gates and other coaches that have failed at, you know, pre-snap penalties, turnovers, things like that. Coach Flores is real serious about negating those types of things, obviously from the New England way of doing things. And those give you an opportunity always to win games. So I think that, you know, we're not going to be the best team in the league, obviously. But to be 4-12, 5-11, I think we'll be closer to 7-9, 8-8 type of team because of those little things that'll win some games for you when you're not supposed to. And plus, you know, I think if Fitz is the guy, Fitz is going to win you some games. He's proven that in the league. He's got enough weapons on him on offense. I think defense is young. They'll find a way. But I think there's enough weapons on offense to win you some games that way. So I think 4 is a very low bar.
And let everybody know, I'm with Juice. Juice goes to the alumni box. The Dolphins do a great job bringing the alumni back together, bringing them to games. Juice is the most visually upset alumni member. No exaggeration, Juice. Now, I got to call you out. He gets upset when the Dolphins are losing. He is the guy, like a lot of us back there drinking beer, taking advantage of this free food. Juice is in the front row, really watching the game. Juice, are you ready? Are you ready to go 4-12, 5-11? Are you prepared for that?
I'm never ready for that. I am never ready for that, man. Somebody asked me the other day, I said, we're going 10-6. They said, do you believe it? I said, I'm the biggest homer and biggest fan of this team ever. So, yeah, I believe it. I have to believe. What else am I going to do, man?
But knowing it's a plan to get those top picks, to get that quarterback, $100 million next year in free agency, 12 draft picks already, knowing there's a plan, but you got to know we're not going to win too many games, Juice.
Well, let me ask you this, Chan. Everybody talks about like things like tanking. You imagine if you was on that 1-15, could you guys go 1-15 by tanking or just, you know, just weren't very good?
By just being sorry.
Wait a second. You were trying?
Yeah. 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 That's what I'm saying.
I'm back on you, Hawk. I'm with you, Juice. Now I'm back on him.
I thought that was the plan. My bad. I'll leave that alone from now on. I had no idea you were trying.
But now, Juice, right. Yeah. Cam Cameron, lower talent, Cam Cameron. We all know he was a great coach. Right. So we didn't expect to do it. But, yes, that thought of tanking or that thought of not being successful, Juice, as a player, I'm not comfortable with that.
You can't be. Think about it, Channing. You got guys on your team, man, that are fighting for a position on that team, fighting for money, fighting for a job. You think you're going to get a player that's, you know, fighting for his livelihood to tank for a draft pick that could be replacing him? Yep. You know, you just never know who the draft pick's going to replace. That's just nowhere in the world. And the coaching staff, you know, usually you give guys some time. I think Flores is going to get some time. I think Mr. Ross is going to give him some time to be the coach that we think he's going to be. But, I mean, there's some coaches that get 1 year and they're done. Cam Cameron, you know. So, I mean, ain't nobody in that Dolphin locker room in Davie thinking they're going to tank. You know, it could happen that they don't win a lot of games. But tanking thing, it's not going to happen organizationally.
OJ McDuffie is with us. Do you root with that same passion for Penn State as well? You live and die?
Man, you know it. We haven't played a game since, January? And it's always Blue and White Saturday for me. You know? It's always Blue and White Saturday. So, yeah, I'm dying hard. I was watching our lacrosse team lose in the Final Four. You know, I watched our wrestling team win the championship. You know, I watched two of our women's soccer players play on the World Cup team. I watch it all, Penn State, man.
OJ McDuffie, proud Dolphin and proud Nittany Lion, huh? Yeah. And your dad, too, right? Didn't your dad go
there? Yeah. I was actually on the
fish
tank.
Yeah, we don't talk about that. Don't talk about that.
We talked about it on the fish tank. Y'all got to go listen. But, yes, I visited Penn State. It didn't impress me enough to pull me back to state college.
There we go. I'll move away from it. So it sounded like from what you were saying about the Dolphins and maybe they could get 7 or 8 wins if Fitz is the quarterback, you would prefer to see Ryan Fitzpatrick over Josh Rosen as the starter?
Oh, I didn't say that now. I go put words in my mouth. You know, I think if Josh Rosen works out, it's one of the best moves I've seen probably in Dolphin history to be able to get a former top 10 pick in his second year, and maybe he's in the right place now. Sometimes the wrong place, the wrong people, you know, and this could be the place for him. And hopefully it's a situation where, you know, he's humbled in certain situations. But if Fitz can hold it down for a little bit and Josh can come around, I think that's one of the best coups in football. So I'm excited for both opportunities. I'm excited for both of those quarterbacks being in our camp.
And, Juice, everybody wants to talk about the win-loss record, the winning percentage of quarterbacks. But if this team is a, let's say, high-end 6-10, 7-9 team, could you evaluate Rosen? You play with Marino. Everybody knows, you know, the Dolphin fans. Could you evaluate Rosen and see if he is that guy, even if the team isn't the best team in the world? But can you do the eye test on Rosen to see if he's the future at quarterback?
Yeah, you really can, Chad. You know, because, I mean, think about it. What if we lose games in a shootout, you know, and he performs well? What if he, you know, he has a great ratio from touchdown to interception? What if he does do things on third down that we haven't seen around here in a while? What if he has some good fourth quarters, which we haven't seen in a while? And those things you can evaluate. Of course, they can evaluate a lot in practice, the coaching staff. But, you know, things that we haven't seen, pocket presence, third down conversions, fourth quarter comebacks or scoring at all. If we can see that and still maybe lose some games late, you know, maybe we lose on a drive the other way, you can definitely evaluate and see a guy that's got it. I mean, because think about it. If you get Albert back healthy, you get Jakeem back healthy, you've already got Kenny. We hear a lot about Parker, but, you know, Parker's hit or miss a lot of times. You get those guys involved and going, you got a great opportunity. You got Drake and Balazs. I mean, hopefully Siki has a good second year. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities on that offense for any quarterback to be successful. O-line's always a question, but like I said, if he does good things in big-time quarterback situations, then, yeah, you can get a great evaluation. But if he shrinks in those moments, then you can get the evaluation the other way.
OJ McDuffie is with us. Long as training camps are here next week, let's go around the league just a little bit, get your opinion. A big topic of conversation on ESPN, Fox Sports 1 this week is Dak Prescott. In your opinion, is he worth what he's probably going to get, which is $30 to $35 million a season and probably over $100 million guaranteed?
Whew, man, you know what? As a player, you're only worth what somebody's willing to pay you. You know, and if they're willing to pay him that, he's worth it. But man, oh man, I haven't seen it yet. You gotta, you know, you really have to find a way to win some big games in big situations to get that money. But they see something that, you know, a lot of people don't see. You know, it's hard to go out there and find quarterbacks in this league. And if they're so comfortable with him, and you got Zeke on your side, you got a great opportunity. But, man, oh, man, that's a lot of money. But that's what the market's saying. Do you want to go take a chance on a free agent or a rookie? Or do you want to do a guy that's got some game time experience, some playing time that's getting better every year? So I guess you got to pay the man. You have to pay the man. Like, you know, Russ got paid. You know, he's still living off his Super Bowl victory. You know, things like that. So I guess you have to pay the man.
Juice, I don't think there's anything. It's not a thing of being overpaid because somebody gave you that money, you didn't rob them. So there's the overpaid thing in sports is crazy to me, Juice. But another big topic, Baker Mayfield. He came out. There was an article he did, and he was talking trash about the entire Giants organization, fan base and all. Is there a such thing as being too cocky? Is Baker Mayfield, with not even starting all last season, is he too cocky?
Right, he could be. Hey, you know what, Kenny, man? You don't want people, you don't want to put a target on your chest, man, especially at that position. Now, I know they're protected very well, you know, and he hasn't done enough really to start talking trash. You know, I like a guy like Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, and they can say whatever they want because they've done it to everybody bad and done wrong, a lot of teams wrong, you know, the way they played against them. But for Baker, though, that's just his swagger. He can't help it. You know, he can't help it. But you know what? Your mouse is writing text. Your butt better be able to cast him.
But that team, is an interesting conundrum. Like, is that team going to be super successful? Because you've got Baker, you've got Odell.
They got the best receiving corps in the league.
Jarvis as well.
And Konyo Callaway, Njoku.
And you've got a bunch of Hurricanes on that team too, which, by the way, amps up. Yeah, it amps up that whole swagger level. Like, is that going to be an elite NFL team in your opinion?
They're going to be good. They were good last year. You always worry about situations like that the fact there's only one football, you know, and you want to see when things aren't going well, how things are, what's going to happen. You know, I love Jarvis to death, but when things weren't going well down here, you know, you should hear some rumblings in that locker room. We've heard it from Odell, you know, in New York when things weren't going well. So they've got a couple guys that better check their egos at the door, you know, when they don't, you know, when the ball's not coming their way and they might lose the game. That's the only thing that becomes disastrous for a football team. You got a bunch of egos and one football.
Juice, that was one of my questions I had written down. What happens when the Cleveland Browns go out and score 10 to 13 points in a game and Odell and Callaway and Jarvis and Njoku all have two catches for 17 yards? Do they snap, Juice? Because I think you were on some explosive offenses. Do they go crazy? What happens then?
Oh, yeah. I think they do. You know, I snapped a couple of times, and I wasn't getting the rock. You know what I mean? That's what receivers do. You know, especially in the L, I snapped a couple of times. We won. So don't tell me.
So, we would have won by more if I got the ball.
Hey, I said, I only had three catches. I said, they had four. We'd have won by two touchdowns. You know what I mean?
That's a receiver.
But, man, we are divas, man. And these guys, you know, their number is going to be good. I think their number is going to be comparable. I think they're going to play well together. I mean, Jarvis and Odell play very well together at LSU, and I know Jarvis is the go-to guy a lot of times in big situations. Odell was obviously a big play guy for them, but they play well together. And I think that, you know, if they can pass that along to the other guys, I think they're going to do well. And I think Baker, I'm going to tell you what Danny did a great job of doing. He did a great job of sharing the wealth, man, and spreading it around. You know, he could tell when he got in that huddle when somebody wasn't happy. Me or Herb or Mark weren't happy. He'd find a way to get us ball, get us involved. And I know when I started getting upset, the first play called in the game was always to me. Said, let's get OJ out of the way now so he's not bitching and moaning. And then we can go with our game plan, you know what I mean?
And, Jules, we're talking about it now with these Madden ratings, and I don't know if it's social media, the millennial athlete, whatever it is, but these guys get mad and upset about their Madden ratings. You were playing, bro. I don't want to age you, Juice. My bad, bro. But I played with you in Madden back when I was in high school. Did you ever know your Madden rating? Were you ever upset by your Madden rating?
You know why I wasn't upset? Because Madden gave me more love than I deserve. I was way faster on Madden than I was on in Joe Robbie Stadium. You know what I mean? I wasn't mad at all, bro. I wasn't mad at all.
That's funny, man. OJ McDuffie, check out the podcast, The Fish Tank, wherever you listen to your podcast, because it really is. I was telling, while we were trying to hook up with you on the phone, I was telling Crowder, one of the pleasures of working in sports radio for me has been hearing athletes chop it up off the air. And that's kind of what the Fish Tank is, which is just, you know, former Dolphins and people associated with the Dolphins just kind of shooting the bleep. And it's fun. Like, that to me is the most fun part of this job, is just hearing guys off the air talk about stories and things that went on. And that's kind of what the Fish Tank is. So I highly recommend
people
listen.
No doubt, man. We appreciate it, man. Thanks for the love. Thanks for the love, Hawk and Crowder, man. You know, and Fish Tank 81, man. We love it, man. We got some good stories already in the tank. And, you know, we got a few guys. We got a big recording next week. I'm not going to say anything about it yet, but it'll be probably opening season 4 on August 6th.
All right, man. There you go. August 6th. Mark it on the calendar. OJ McDuffie. Thank you, Juice.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. OJ McDuffie, a legendary Dolphins receiver. He's a little more high on the Dolphins than anyone I've heard.
Bro, Juice cusses at games.
Yes, I've heard you say that before. Like, he doesn't just relax. Like, he's invested in every play. I know you go there, and it's like, yeah, whatever.
Oh, it's social hour for me. You know me.
Yeah.
Hey, how y'all doing, everybody? Crowd is in the house. Juice is on the first row watching the football game.
All right, OJ McDuffie there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.